God's love be with you, be with you.
The season of Honk is upon us, and it's sooner than you may think. Yes, the 19th annual Honk Festival is returning to Davis Square and Harvard Square, but not on the usual Indigenous Day weekend, but rather a week earlier. Honk Fest this year is October 4th through 6th. There will be lots of local and regional favorites returning, as well as bands coming from Texas, New Orleans, Seattle, and as far away as Brazil. All afternoon and evening on October 5th, these street bands will be performing all over Davis Square. And on Sunday, they will march from Davis Square to Harvard Square. The Harvard Square annual October Festival is also a week earlier than normal in coordination with Honk. It's all free and for all ages. Go to honkfest.org for details. And get ready for dancing and partying in the streets on October 5th and 6th.
Because you have an idea, it belongs to you.
You ain't never in your life heard a disc jockey come through here like me.
He mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs, very, very freeform, which is the point of WMFO.
Push it right to the edge.
You call this a party? The beer is warm, the women are cold, and I'm hot under the collar.
I know you like two things I like. Chicken and chicks.
And let's not kid ourselves about this. I believe very sincerely and deeply in LSD as a sacrament and the psychedelic way of life. The chances are that I'm wrong, because as a visionary prophet, you know, it's 1 out of 100 that you're right, and 99 out of 100 that you're a nut. That's the chance of the game, but history will tell. Freak sucks.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
You had the power to be all good, all wise, and all powerful. Why would you make the world you have now?
I don't know. I was really drunk at the time.
I was not drunk! I was on pills!
My show, I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to trip like I do.
The only way to get the ratings up is if the shows were steamier.
Steamier? How the hell am I gonna make it any steamier?
Where is it? I've never heard any music like this in my life before. And if I ever have, I don't know where I heard it.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
Harmonious layers. Built up on top of one another. Like a sandwich.
Layering different sounds on top of each other. Layering different sounds on top of each other.
Computers can do that?
I just want to say one word to you. Just one word.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, I am.
Plastic.
Strawberry.
What? 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 What?
BPM, LBGM, whiskey, a brand new game. 言葉巧み
オタクに届けるフローみたい額の四角に打ち込むブロー Sound like that I got you sucker Get the rock on No check よ始まりのゴールハメ外しようタイムそうないもん天変地起こす震源地になる新天地察知したそこキャッチ百合の戦士宿る真の戦士すごい時は満ちた巻き起こすフリーズお前の真の音楽とお前の鼓膜直接コンタクト心に今日本全土を新幹線俺たちが生む新感覚まるで脳天カラットスパイルドライバーグッとくるリアルなやつアイスとガイラー腐った情報の異常な混雑無敵調な音楽届けるドラゴンラッシュプラスラッパカリアマジ半端ないガシ飛ばすぜよまたなしだ俺の辞書にはない限界21世紀目前奇跡起こす天才進化遂げた究極のジャパニーズラックかなりうまくよ語り繋ぐさらに不可先人は超高回転かつてない衝撃与える俺らの到来でザ決戦だ欠点が一つもないメッセージャー狙うは当然ジェペンこの大変身の音楽とお前の鼓膜直接コンタクト心に響く凄まじい爆発と終わりよりの腹はなくなるぞこの大変身の音楽とお前の鼓膜直接コンタクト心に響く凄まじい爆発と終わりよりの壁はなくなるぞ俺のやってるのはラブ隠すは7角和訳する必要はなく余る日本語を直に怒鳴る本物を送りそこらの偽物が聞いたなら直視冗談で生きてるわけじゃねえから聞いてる最王と外交本武器に会場の最高峰までのなす網膜じゃなく鼓膜に訴えかける音楽を創作ゴージャスにインフにフロートの不動の真髄一二三四ヒビいい感じにするため努力惜しまずのジョーク一日を余力残すことなく乗り切りたとえ進路も破壊し破壊し蘇り進む我が道朝から河原湾に目を通す山田マンの男の魂込めたかったり One any kind of two to the three back down any kind of two MC ラッパガリア天井限界ねハウスコアスバリア理想限界のマウスカオスケチュラッセイキマス飛ばすか悪化するミュージックシーンにマス手を取った俺ら最強とかす弁取ったら今戦況焦がすネオヒップホップ大将ガリアにサンドゲットも揺るがすアンデルグラウンド日本全土巻き込むボード起こし持ち上げるぜオーバーグラウンド先駆者が気づいた音楽の土台役者は揃った格好の舞台特攻隊長無邪道なしよ次なる革命目指して進めこの帰り心の音楽とお前の鼓膜直接コンタクト心に響く凄まじい爆発と我々の壁はなくなるぞこの帰り心の音楽とお前の鼓膜直接コンタクト心に響く凄まじい爆発と我々の壁はなくなるぞ
Once again.
日本を変える真の音楽とお前の鼓膜直接コンタクト心に響く凄まじい爆発と終わりよりも壁はなくなるぞ日本を変える真の音楽とお前の鼓膜直接コンタクト心に響く凄まじい爆発と終わりよりも壁はなくなるぞ
Evening and welcome to the Plastic Sushi, Strawberries, and Time Sound Collage here on WMFO in Medford. Yes, we are Tufts, freeform, non-commercial, community, and even sometimes educational radio. And I was hoping this evening was going to be extra special educational for a new DJ trainee named Billy Lee. But I was waiting for Billy Lee downstairs at the appointed time and well over that. And nobody came. So I've prepared this kind of training show, and there's not going to be anybody to train. So what that means is we're going to play a bunch of music in the first hour, and then I'm going to figure out how to do something a little crazier, and you know, I'm going to play with this advanced DJ equipment that we got over here on the side tonight. And so that's the plan. Unless, of course, Billy Lee actually has just been running inexplicably late and does manage to come into the studio. And then we will have quite the training session. So if you've been listening for a while, you know the deal. We always start off a plastic sushi with some Japanese music. And this week is certainly no exception. That was the Japanese rock hip-hop. Oh, they are so versatile. The band called Dragon Ash. And that was Deep Impact from their Lily of the Valley album. And well, our ambiance is Irv Tybell's recording of the 1969 Easter Be-In at New York Central Park. Yeah, some crazy things going on there. Well, just Irv Tybell, in fact, wandering around Central Park and all the people there. And there's David Peel. He wanders around and advocating marijuana legalization. And he makes his appearances in this whole 30-something minute sonic experience. So, shout-outs, yes. Down in Smithtown, New York, Philip is listening while working, and Dylan and Ryan are listening while playing. And then close by here, Chuck and Diane, a few thousand feet away, and Arthur, yes, Arthur a little further away in Medford. And then up in Beverly, we've got John Fisk. Friday evening activities for everybody here. And of course, thank you to you for tuning in, whoever you are. All right, so I think what we're going to do, yeah, so this next set that I'm going to play for you, it's going to be a real genre jumper. We're going to hear from my favorite slide, well, one of my two favorites slide, electric guitar slide players, Hound Dog Taylor. And this is going to be a song from him called, sadly, She's Gone. And then from Queen, a real rocker that's based on a Rory Gallagher riff that the Queen's guitar player Brian May spent, he was just fooling around with it for such a long time, and Freddie Mercury was encouraging him, and there was just the lyric, tie your mother down, and well, Brian May figured out how to write a really rocking song all around that. We're also going to hear some Johann Sebastian Bach performed by the London Philharmonic. And then my plastic sushi, Whole Lotta Hungry remix of three different versions of Beatles songs. I call it Revolution 19. And then from Khaki King, a wonderful acoustic piece, as many have heard, it's called Playing with Pink Noise. And I made that be a real sound collage by mixing in a clip of outstanding feminist thinker, writer, Betty Friedan. Yes, in 1964, well, interview with her, won't call it a speech, but that liberated man. And also an example for training purposes of exactly how, what words are permissible. Some of them are in that what words need to be smashed out because we can't have them on broadcasting on the airwaves in family hours, such as this all is, right? Dylan and Ryan and Philip. Yes, this is quality family time. So all that said, let's get going with the rest of your Friday night sound collage party here with, of course, a Japanese band. Here's Denki Groove with the Kagami remix of their song Dorada from The Last Supper. Here for you now on WMFO in Medford. Yes, it's the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage. We'll be right back.
see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
Number nine, 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 number nine.
Yeah.
Number nine. Number nine. Number nine.
All right.
Number nine.
You got a real solution. Well, you know, we don't love to see the grass. Got a real solution. Well, you know, we don't love to see the plan.
May it serve you well.
Maybe it's not
what?
That.
What? Oh.
Maybe even then, exposure is something that's so thank you.
And he will also, that man that's strong enough to be Geno, I think, really welcomes his liberation and the end of his loneliness and the end of this sea of hostility that has been, you know, preventing love in this country and that has been dehumanizing sex and making such loneliness and such alienation, frustration for everyone. He will welcome a woman who can come out from behind that simpering, you know, mask of ruffles that hides so much rage and impotent rage and unnecessary covert manipulativeness, and welcome the woman that can come out of that mask of ruffles and rage and be a person and be a joyous woman because she really feels like she's somebody. And then you see we'll both be able to make love, not war. And in the highest sense, I mean, not only between man and woman, I mean, the war between the sexes could become an Armageddon if we don't get on with our revolution. But if we do get on with it and we restructure society to make equality really possible, then I think the war between the sexes will end, and for the first time we will have possible true human sexual liberation, and we will have possible true love, and, you know, real love, real friendship, real knowing of man and woman, you know, in the biblical sense, to love is to know, and how can you know when each wears these masks that keep us from being ourselves? And then, in the larger sense, the world sense, we'll be able to make love, not war.
When I was six, my father took me on a picnic. That was a gay old time. Hoo-hoo, I ate my share of wieners that day.
Come over here, hot boys, don't you worry, I'm nice. Have you ever heard about a woman named Heidi Fleiss? Got a lusty proposition that I know will suffice. Let me lay out the conditions that I know will entice. I wanna take you home, get you satisfied. Drugged out, sexed up, however you fly. Just one thing I can't compromise. I wanna see you work it, guy on guy. I wanna see you boys get down with each other. I wanna see you do your little nasty brother. Just one thing I can't compromise. I wanna see you work it.
Queer.
Once you boys get started, you'll be at it for hours. Come on, boys, I know you're not that coward. Just remember, an ass is an ass. So roll on over, have yourselves a blast. Don't get me wrong, I'm not afraid to lap up a penis. Don't get me wrong, I'm not afraid to fill up my back. Don't get me wrong, I'm not afraid to be a wet freak. But it's time for the brothers to take a pass.
So powerful when I'm...
Every girl, every
this.
You're tuned in to WMFO in Medford. Yes, Medford. And let's see, we got some, yeah, I'm playing around. So we're kind of having a training session this evening, except the trainee was a no-show. So I'm playing a bunch of music in that last set, which is actually the first set of this evening's episode, except for the intro set. We started off with the Japanese electronic, sometimes a duo, sometimes a trio, Denki Groove. And that was their Kagami remix of Dorada from their 2-CD album, The Last Supper. And then we heard some electric slide guitar from Hound Dog Taylor singing about, oh my goodness, she's gone. And then a really rocking song from Queen that is a deep cut, Tie Your Mother Down from A Day at the Races. And that song was written by their guitar player, Brian May, who I'd say is probably definitely among the smartest rock and rollers. I was going to say that he's the smartest one, but I need to think about that just more. But he's got a PhD in astrophysics, and he's he earned it. He's not one to go and like sniff glue, if you know what I mean. And then we followed that with the London Philharmonic's performance of a Johann Sebastian Bach composition. Not quite sure how to pronounce it, but I'll say Boiri 1 and 2. And then a nine-minute epic. Yeah, that was my Plastic Sushi Whole Lotta Hungry remix of three different versions of Beatles' Revolution songs. Revolution 1, Revolution, I think it's number 3, and Revolution number 9. And then I also mixed in a performance of the Led Zeppelin's Whole Lotta Love, but it was actually one that Jimmy Page recorded on tour with the Black Crowes. And then we had other bits and pieces of stuff. And that was a real sonic montage. And then we heard from Khaki King, an acoustic piece called Playing with Pink Noise. And on top of that, I overlaid an interview with a pioneering feminist, Betty Friedan, from 1964. She was talking about that kind of liberated man. And then we had a segue right into, as she was talking, when you have those kinds of liberated men, hopefully, well-liberated men, we heard from Peaches, the electroclash artist Peaches, and her song Two Guys for Every Girl, my Plastic Sushi Freaks remix of that. And the notion behind that, at least as far as having it in a training session, is I had to smash out a bunch of bad words. She's basically going through and she's invites two guys to come up to her apartment, I think in Berlin. And she says, you know, I like you guys too a lot and I'll get it on with you, but I want to go and see you two get it on with each other first, and then we'll all have a party together. And so she's describing a lot of things in the lyrics there, and it's a fun song to go through and figure out what she's talking about. And you can figure it out even with those bad words smashed out. Yeah. So that's what was going on in that set, And as I mentioned, now we've got about an hour and 5 minutes to fill. And I'm going to go and do some playing around with some equipment that we've got here. And we're going to make a kind of sound collage of sorts for you. And we're going to start it off with a piece from The Orb, which I've never heard before. But it's in Rivendell, so it's got to be clean, right? No bad words. It's called, yeah, let's get going with this right now. It's called Into the Fourth Dimension. And yeah, we're playing around. I'm going to keep this Ultimate Thunderstorm going too. And well, we'll just see what happens. I hope you enjoy whatever it is.
Certainly an enormous cloud complex, roughly the size of the Earth.